Welcome back to Freight Waves Now, this carrier update. Donnie, going to start here by looking at maybe if you're a carrier, not what you want to be seeing.
Yeah, and let's say we talked about volumes Friday. We talked about what was going to happen with what we thought was going to happen with spot rates.
Yeah.
And I've pushed those real far forward instead of doing a reefer Monday because things have changed. You pointed out all the Sunday spikes. Well, Sundays are tough days if you're a shipper trying to find capacity. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people open on Sundays to get that truck there either that day or Monday morning.
Yeah.
And today or yesterday,
it's the lowest one we've had in what, the last 5 weeks, six weeks. I mean, if you go back to,
yeah, it's trucking. quite a while. But what is amazing is watching this drop from 234 all the way down here after December when we should be going the other direction.
Yeah, I mean, this makes it.
Seasonality shows it going the other direction.
The forecast showed it going the other direction, right? Yeah. It's almost like to see that on a Sunday and even Saturday, right? I mean, you're talking sub 220. To me, it's a carriers are less worried about the rate and they're just taking anything at the rate to keep moving.
I believe so.
And yes. I think that's the they don't care because if they could pick something up on Saturday, Sunday, it might open their truck up Monday or Tuesday, and they might get two loads in a week as opposed to maybe one.
This week's going to be really different.
Yeah.
Right now, even though Christmas Day is
one week from today.
So for the most part, freight moves Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. They're going to be the guys that are out there that are wanting to get the money.
Yeah.
And they're going to be the guys out there that want to get home. Mm-hmm. And if you're in California or Oregon and you live in South Carolina, they need to start working on getting you home today.
Yeah.
And it might be too late. But, and that's what's going to... So two things are going to be happening. If you find a load that's within 25 to 50 miles of your home, you might drop that rate some just to get it and secure that you're going to be home
Friday
or Saturday.
Home. Yeah.
And you better take that. But if you're going to stay out, then you're going to stay out and you're going to go for the money. Mm-hmm. So, and that's going to be an average, and we'll see where that average is out.
Yeah.
But you might start seeing that come into play here of, hey, you know what? I want to get home. I'm just going to take this load. It gets me very close. Or it gets me to Chicago, and I can get from Chicago to Atlanta. And from whatever happens in Atlanta, I'll drive home if I have to.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's some of it, right? I think what's interesting is you saw pricing, say, on the West Coast pick up and you saw rejection rates start to move higher. But I think you're getting into that time crunch, right? Where carriers right now, if they're not already out there and they want to be around home for the holiday, they're not going out there right now. Like,
yeah, so
if you're on the West Coast, like your options are what's out there right now from a shipper perspective, you're carrier based. What's out there right now is what's going to be there.
Ideally, if you're a carrier, you want your drivers within 500 miles of their home by tomorrow or at the latest Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then you can probably find something, which would be a one-day run, find something Wednesday to get them closer in, mm-hmm. or repower where they meet trucks and trailer and swap and head back opposite directions. But they're already working on it right now.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a tough week for them. And we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, for me, I was talking to Grace Sharkey, who's coming up here in just a minute. We were talking on Thursday, I guess, of last week. What's the NTI doing and what are spot rates doing? It's like, well, we were declining, but about Thursday of last week, I was like, I would think by Friday, you got a week really till really the Christmas weekend starts, right? If you think Friday's it, you would think about a week, you'd start to see rates move up. And then you see what happens over the weekend. And it's like, you've had 3 days now in a row where you've been at 225 or less. And I think that's the concern is like, this should have been a time where we move up. And it's not even that it's...
So are you going to...
The average is being pulled down by like a day or something like that. We just haven't moved.
If the rates aren't paying very well, are you going to stay out and miss your family for this holiday?
Yeah. Why would you?
People are going home.
Yeah.
Now, this could have a later effect and boost them up when everybody goes home. There's no trucks out
there. Yeah, it could be next week where we see a nice
nobody
move.
Comes out on Monday or Tuesday to run this freight.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. So there could be a backlash, but we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.